She was a fun character.
She was the best.
Yeah.
Porn. You want to talk about porn? The other day you were just like, can we talk about porn?
I just felt like it was uncharted territory.
Mm-hmm. What came of it? No, we were making fun of Pinterest and pornography, right?
Yeah, because I would say, like, because I don't think that girls know that there's a lot of porn on Pinterest, because I feel like it's the small gay population that's on Pinterest that's sort of feeding this. However, I think there are some girls that do it because most of the porn on Pinterest is, like, these really sort of arty, like, black and white portraits of their, like, impossibly cute boyfriends or whatever.
Well, is that kind of girl porn for Pinterest?
I think that's as good as you're going to get, because they're not really into pinning peen, I don't think.
Is there, like, a hunk pinned wall? What do you call, like, that space that you pin a bunch of stuff to a category? What is that called?
I think it's your Pinterest wall.
Your Pinterest wall. But you have, like,
your board.
Okay, you're bored. So you pin, like, a bunch of, like, arty hunks to a board, and that's your lady Pinterest
porn. That's your Pinterest porn, yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of people don't even know that there's that. Like, there's some peen, but again, it's usually, like, Robert Mapplethorpe photos or whatever, or something like that.
Is Pinterest one of those sites that deep in the settings has a single toggle for, like, safe? Like, you turn it off, and all of a sudden, it's a very different website?
I don't think so.
Because that, like, that's how Tumblr is, right? Deep in the settings, there's that toggle that says, like,
well,
show me the good stuff.
I've said this to you before. When I didn't know what Tumblr was, and I only came across it while looking for porn on the internet. And so I thought that it was just sort of a giant free porn site, which it is.
100%. No, but we'll get back to Tumblr. I feel like Tumblr is a deep well of porn conversation. Mm-hmm. But Pinterest is interesting to me because I didn't think of Pinterest as a porn hub.
No, it's not. It's not at all. But it is. It's on there.
Yeah. Well, because, but at the same time, I think there isn't a site on the internet that doesn't have porn on it somewhere.
No.
So of course Pinterest has to. But I didn't think of it as that. But surely to God, somewhere there must be some fairly interesting boards with interesting stuff, probably pinned from Tumblr.
Probably pinned from Tumblr, and probably, again, there's a small group of Pinterest gays.
Yeah. Huh.
It doesn't appeal to the, you know, the larger group, but there are definitely some homosexual pinners out there. Or pinters?
Pinterer?
Pinners.
Pinteresters?
Yeah, let's go with pinners.
Pinterestees? Pinners. See, because pinner sounds like a sex thing to me.
It well, it's not a sex thing. You know.
She's a real pinner.
But
yeah.
I mentioned this to several girls, and they were like, really? But I'm on Pinterest. I'm like, well, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember you saying that, and I was just like, so anytime that you're not seeing porn on the internet, you're doing the internet wrong, basically.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, but I might not be, you know. Actually, no, I am. Let's go with that.
One thing that startles me about, like, the porn internet is how easy it is to share things to Facebook.
Yeah.
It's way too easy to share things on Facebook.
Do a fucking Bing search. It will blow your mind. Like,
oh, not just that. Not just, like, finding stuff. I mean, like, you're looking at porn. You're looking at a porn. And there's, like, 7 buttons to share to Facebook. Like, they've got their, like, social media extension hooks really well
their
in
mandibles.
There. Their mandibles really well in there. And it's so easy to accidentally go, oh shit, oops, I was trying to put that to Tumblr on to add to my porn Tumblr, but instead now my grandma saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way too easy to do that. I don't like that it's that easy. Why would you ever have a Facebook share on a porn site?
I mean, maybe if it was like a funny porn thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if you found a porn that was just so bad that you were like, okay, I have to share this. But even then, private message that shit, you know.
At least. Do you have any relatives who share porn on Facebook?
I don't have any relatives on Facebook, so...
I don't think I've ever seen someone share porn on Facebook, have you?
Yeah, I have a relative who shares porn on Facebook, who shares porn on Facebook, who continuously...
Like, habitually.
Habitually.
Is multiple it good porn?
No, it's awful. I'm not gonna out them, but it is awful and unsettling.
Is he your grandma?
I'm not saying who it is, and it is not my grandma. It's not my grandma, but I'm not saying who it is. But yeah, every now and then I'll just be like...
Do you have an Uncle Floyd, by any chance?
I had to unfollow them for this, because it would just come up. It would just...
Yeah.
just relatively unsophisticated member of the family, who probably doesn't realize that this is happening. And no one is unpetrified enough to tell them.
Well, but if you're habitually doing... Like, I can see kind of hitting a button on your iPad once and being oops. But, like, if it's happening on multiple occasions...
totally doing it on purpose, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just... And maybe he's being earnest. Maybe he's just being like, people will really enjoy seeing this link.
And he's probably not wrong. I mean, you know, if all you're doing on Facebook is, like, giving the people what they want...
I guess it depends on who he's sharing it to. It's only the people on his Facebook friends, I assume, so...
Yeah,
it's I would whoever think, that group is. Yeah. Like, I don't know who that group composes of. Is it other family members?
Yeah, other family members, his friends, his work colleagues, you know, everyone who you'd normally hide porn from.
Yeah. But what kind of porn is it? Is it like girls doing things with tropical fruits or...
I would call it mediocre mainstream video clips.
Okay.
Right, like...
So the stuff that shows up on the side of, like, kick-ass torrents or whatever...
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Not, like, either he's not going too deep into the well, or he's not sharing stuff too deep into the well.
And so you see what social media has done. Now we have to unfollow people to not listen to or be exposed to whatever ideas or crap or whatever they want to share.
Uh-huh.
So now you have to unfollow people.
Social media is really about what not to listen to.
Whereas before, like, you would never have to hear it anyway. Now you have to actively at least click a button.
How many times now is it like, oh, that was rough. Do I block this person? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot.
Twice a day.
At least, you know, and you're sort of like... Twice a day. It's like... it's like what to unshare.
Yeah.
Is what, not what to share.
I've always said this. What I want is a button in between, like, follow and block. I want, like, just give me, like, a month away from this person.
A digest?
Yeah, just...
A breather?
Just a breather. Just give me a month. I'll come back.
A breather on her. I just needed October to myself.
Slowly release.
Yeah.
A post every once in a while to see if I acclimatize it.
I just couldn't hear anymore about how good her succulents were doing. I just...
Because I...
Is that a porn thing?
Succulents?
It's not a porn thing.
It's not a porn thing.
But no, I think you're right. Like, that's because social media is now, like, unsocial. Like, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like you open your Facebook and sort of, like, seize up a little bit. Like, God.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be kind of like, ooh, what are you gonna say? Well, it was never like that for me, but I'm sure it was like that for other people. Like, ooh, what's so-and-so doing today? Now it's like, oh.
Social media is 90% guys stalking girls, right? It's like, what is this girl that I was interested in for, like, a while in college doing now?
That's why a lot of women that you'll talk to are sort of like, oh God, Facebook, like, I just can't deal with it. It's like, I don't ever have that kind of reaction to it. Like, it's annoying or whatever, but, like, I never think, like, oh my God, Facebook, you know? But if that was happening to me, I probably would.
It's kind of why, like, the porn side of the internet is so nice, because it's like, nobody bothers you. You kind of get what you want.
It's like
for the
shopping
most part.
In a giant department store. Nobody bothers you. There's lots and lots to choose from. You know, it's like Simon's in Montreal.
Porn is like a giant department store.
It's terrific.
You're not wrong. Yeah, no one bothers you. No one works there.
No one works there. It's literally 14 city blocks. There are no employees.
A lot of security cameras.
47,000 designer brands to choose from.
Uh-huh. There's there really is like a corner for you somewhere in the building.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where you spend most of your time. There's security cameras everywhere, but there's ways around that. Yeah, you're totally spot on.
And whenever people say things like, you know, oh, well, like, all people only like that, like, they want me to bleach my asshole or whatever. And it's like, no, they don't. No, they don't. Go here.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 second, you'll find 30 million people who do not want you to do that. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know. It's just this thing that people think that they have to do or whatever. But it's not. You can, like, literally.
You don't have to do anything.
No.
No. Because there's a corner
there
for
that. There is guys lying on couches barefoot porn.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're usually doing something untoward while like, they're lying on the couch, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're just, like, reading Life magazine.
There's girls...
Life magazine, like it's 1960. You know what I mean?
There's girls doing tech support porn.
That, yes.
Yeah.
There's girl gamer porn.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's,
a lot of
that's
girls
not even an unknown
just
one.
Playing a video game.
Yeah.
And that's the porn.
Mm-hmm.
They're not naked, even.
Nope. Sometimes they'll talk to you, if you're lucky, I guess.
Or unlucky.
Or unlucky. I don't know.
I don't want to talk to gamer girls, but that's just me.
I don't want to talk to gamers. Ah.
It's one of those... It's like not putting cream in your coffee. It's like life is really too short. Don't talk to gamers.
Don't talk to gamers.
But yeah, no. I mean, and so when... Like, Tumblr was like this sort of... festival of
Tumblr's the
insane
most
insane free porn.
Tumblr is the best porn site on the internet. Far
for
and away.
Sure. Like, why
far
would you
away.
Ever go anywhere else?
Yeah. I kind of don't. I sometimes go to a few other places simply because of a very, like, specific...
Like, nostalgic purposes.
Yeah.
Porn nostalgia.
Porn nostalgia. I go to GeoCities for my... I'm like, what was
oh,
I really...
Oh, rimmers.co.uk. I spent so much time on you when I was 20, you know.
What was I really into in 2003?
That's not a real site, by the way. Yeah, no, but it is...
You know?
I know what you mean. It's like, oh yeah, that guy, I remember him from when I was, like, in university. He's still at it.
Good for him.
Yeah. But now he's on Tumblr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and every now and then you go to an old site and it'll be either gone or they'll have, like, rebranded it into just, like, a video service.
Yeah, and I don't really like video porn a lot of the time, so Tumblr works really well for me because it's all mostly photos.
It's mostly photos. There's a nice mix for me of video, photos, and words. Like, if you want, like, if you at all like your porn, like, as text, that's also the best place. There used to be better places,
like
but...
Like Fat Pussy or whatever?
The... Hmm?
I don't know, I'm just, you know...
Oh, like the two words, Fat Pussy, and then I'm, like, really, really into that? It's more like
not
fiction.
Not you, necessarily.
Yeah,
oh,
like
you mean like
fiction.
Erotic fiction.
Erotic fiction.
Yes.
Yes.
Stories.
If you're into that.
Yeah, well,
not,
a lot of people are into
not
that.
Not just, like, erotic fiction, but, like, people's, like, personal blogs about sex. People do that on Tumblr. Like, crazy.
That's true.
Yeah.
They do.
And sometimes, you know, like, that's great. But, yeah, there's just no better place. I think
I
because
I wouldn't
it's...
say great.
Hmm?
I'd say...
Some people really like that.
I'd say permitted.
But yeah, photo, and it's like, I think the anonymization of it is probably the best thing, but it's
well,
also just the glut.
It's the glut. It's
yeah.
literally the fact that, like, it's just this spidering effect
mm-hmm.
of just pictures and stuff, and, like, it's not a new concept. It's not like we're discovering something new. It's just that I, for the longest time, didn't know that it wasn't a porn site. Then I found out that it's a place where you can share your artwork and poetry. So to me, it's still a porn site.
So for me, when I go to Tumblr.com for porn, the first thing that comes up at the top of the page now is like, would you like to ask _celebrity_ a question? because that's what they do now to make money, is they like, have this weird branding thing on the side with certain celebrities, and they're on Tumblr, and you can, like, ask them a question. And so I see that, and then I see 10 miles of pornography right underneath it. Yeah. And I think, what do those celebrities must think once they see that? Because they must see the same thing. There's no way they don't.
Well, they probably... But celebrities also like porn. Like, there's no question about it. We have ample evidence of this.
You gotta think, like, why do I have to go onto this porn site to answer questions?
Because that's where all the people are. You know, they're not reading the Paris Review, Naomi Watts. You know, go on Tumblr and answer a few questions.
Tumblr has a fairly... Paris Review on Tumblr is really good. Like, they're almost better there than they are on their own site.
Well, don't you find a lot of people are?
Because it's fucking easy. Because you can just have the writer do it.
Right.
As opposed to, like, having to hire a web guy.
Right. And it all kind of looks WordPress-y anyway, so it's fine.
They go down, though. They ever since Yahoo bought them, they've been slightly stricter on the porn.
Okay, I don't care about.
Yeah.
What, who, like, owns Tumblr?
I'm just saying, like, in the last couple of years, it's gotten slightly worse. Nothing else has become better, so it's still the de facto.
Right.
But it's slightly worse now. Because people will just could disappear. Like, if you like a certain Tumblr, it'll just be gone the next day sometimes.
But I don't ever like anything. Like, I'm just a total lurker. Like, I don't...
So you treat Tumblr like you treat...
I don't follow people.
Any other Tumblr site. There's no membership. There's no interactivity.
No, because it's porn. Like, I don't need to see it again. Like, I don't need to go back. You know.
Huh. You never look at the same thing, like, twice?
Not on purpose. I mean, you do end up seeing the same things over and over again, because it's quite niche. But...
Well, because of the reblogs, you can't help it,
right? And that works, too. It's sort of like, sometimes it's a pleasant surprise. You're like, oh yeah, him. You know.
Yeah.
Like the cut of his jib, you know?
Cutofhisjib.tumblr.com. Probably good porn.
I mean, let's look it up. I'm sure it's there.
Yeah.
Because everything is there. Literally, like, people sticking dandelion stems in orifices.tumblr.com. Like, really.
That just sounds like
fuck
peace.
Yeah, people sticking dandelion stems in orifices.tumblr.com is totally there.
That just sounds like they're trying to end the war.
And conquer orifices at the same time. But it's very specific. It's like taciturn Uruguayan man doing such and such. Like, really, really niche here.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I enjoy it. I enjoy this sort of time we're in for this.
There is a cut of his jib.tumblr.com.
Is it porn?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing. Yeah.
Is it people's poetry?
Nope. It's a whole bunch of very eclectic stuff, actually.
Oh god, photography.
Ew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ew. You probably have a virus now. Also, you never get fucking anything from Tumblr. Like, you used to be, like, you do, you know, a few weeks of...
like, 1 second on a porn site.
On a porn site, and your computer is fucked. But Tumblr is, like, you can do that shit at work, basically. Like, it's so safe.
You basically can, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how any of these things work, like, these online dating things. I know this isn't porn, it's off topic, but, like, do people, like, can you check Tinder at work?
You probably can. I've always wondered that, like, what you do in an app. If you're hooked into the Wi-Fi at work, and you're on your phone.
Obviously.
And you're on an app. Does your IT guy see the activity from the app, or does he just see that you have the app open, or does he just see that this amount of kilobytes of data are coming in and out of your phone?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've never heard of an office blocking an app. I've heard of them blocking websites, but I've never heard of an office blocking...
Well, because that's easier to track.
But I've never heard of an office blocking an app before.
Maybe one of the 1.3 people that listens to this can let us know.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, if you're going on, like, Grindr at 9:30...
Yes.
You know.
Does your IT guy know?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's interesting. Maybe.
So chances are slim.
Like, if you go on at 9:30 and the only guy you see is your IT guy on Grindr, then maybe he knows.
But once again, I only hear this through, like, hearsay or whatever, because I don't participate in these things. Mm. I think I would just laugh the whole time. It would just be too silly.
Like, if you got called in to the office and they were like, can you just come in here for a minute and sit down?
Hi. Hi. We just wanted to discuss something with you.
You know, we have a policy.
It's more of a temperature check.
Yeah.
You're not in trouble.
Man.
And then, like, how would you respond? Like, you'd have to sort of be like, yeah, well, you know.
Well, you got me.
There's a coffee shop across the street, and there was this guy. He was Portuguese. You know, it's a thing for me.
Like, I think...
How do you, you know...
I think what you have to say is, like, I'm not even consciously moving my thumbs across the screen at this point. This thing has been in my hand for 7 years. I don't even know what I'm doing most of the time.
And that's actually true for
me, especially. Oh, yeah. Like...
Half the things I write, I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. What was I even talking about? Like, it makes no sense.
I'm going to start using
alcohol is also a factor in that, but...
I'm going to start using that thing that you can get on Twitter that will delete every tweet from 2 weeks ago back. I'm going to start doing that, because that sounds like it should be baked in.
Snapchat has that, too.
Yeah. But it's a service outside of Twitter, so you can actually kind of guarantee that they're gone. Whereas, I wouldn't believe Twitter. Like, I don't believe Snapchat deletes anything. Like, they probably operate under the same thing Ashley Madison did, where they're like, oh yeah, we deleted everything, and then it's like underneath a password called, don't look at this, please.
I love Ashley Madison. here's why. Like, it's so honest. It's like, okay, we know that millions of you want to have an affair.
Yeah.
We're aware of it. We're just going to call it some bullshit name. Which doesn't really... It doesn't not mean a mistress or whatever. And we're going to flagrantly promote this, like, everywhere. Like, in the subway.
Well, they tried to do it in the subway.
They did do it in the subway.
I thought they banned those.
Well, after a while.
Oh, yeah. Right.
After the morality people or whatever.
Well, they let, like, the church people advertise. They should let the immoral people advertise, too. I don't have a problem with that.
They made no bones what they were doing.
Yeah.
They really didn't make any bones about it. And so for that reason, it's like, yeah, sure, go for it.
Yeah. The real thing is that there may not have been very many women on the
website. Like, seven women on the whole site, yeah.
That's not their problem.
Well, in fact, that does become their problem.
Yeah,
because then they are committing fraud.
Because they made up all the women. Yeah. Like, they...
Oh, is that what the actual thing was?
Turns out that's a lot of the women were robots made by the company.
I mean, you don't feel sorry for any guy who's getting, like, this.
No.
Like, that's bad, buddy.
Especially,
you got conned.
A few days ago, they were like, oh, we just looked through a lot of the passwords, and a lot of the passwords are like, oh, shit, I'm actually cheating. Like really bad, like, hope I don't get caught is literally the guy's password. Don't feel bad for anybody. But, yeah, it was...
That's hilarious, actually. Okay, so that makes more sense. Because before I knew that, I was like, so what? Like,
No, but the cheating thing absolutely happens on the internet. It just doesn't necessarily happen on Ashley Madison. Because I think, what did they cost? Like, there was a huge monthly fee. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was a lot of money.
Yeah, and to me, it's like, how does this even exist? Because you can just go on Tinder or whatever.
Exactly. Like, all the affair stuff is happening on, like, the sites where the people are. And the apps.
Yeah.
Because I think people do probably think that they're harder to track. Like, your activity on Tinder...
And that's what I mean. I don't know if it actually is, though.
Ah, I'm not good enough at computers to tell you that one. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I think they can track quite a lot on both.
Like, probably, right?
They know, like, they have your IP. Every computer has its own IP address. Like,
it pings
all
everything.
The mobiles, it's got your activity. It's got where you've moved around.
Yeah.
There's a whole GPS in it.
Yeah.
Mm. The other thing that's
so
great...
So I think they have a lot of data. Whether or not they can sort through all the billions
of
data they have.
Or prove it. Like, okay, I'm at work. I go onto Porn Tumblr for like a minute at work. Set Prumbler. But I go on to Prumbler and I look at like four images and then I hit my home button and I go back and I look at email. How would they ever prove that I actually looked at those four images? I guess the IP, maybe it would ping those sites, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
But would it just ping Tumblr.com, or would it ping, like, specifically those JPEGs?
I can't be sure.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I don't know. Not that I'm on Tumblr at work a lot, but that's what I'm going to call it now. Not a lot. You know, like a lieutenant's amount.
The other thing that's great about Tumblr that's not great about these apps and stuff is that the apps is like 99.9% dick pics. And the Tumblr sites aren't. Like, it's actually like someone's doing something. Like, a dick pic is the most unappealing. Like, because there's no action. Mm. It's like, yeah, I know. I know you have one. I'm already aware of that.
No, my favorite thing about Tumblr is that it's like, I feel like there's a narrative happening from image to image. Like, a story's progressing.
And they're often.
Yeah.
Often is.
Yeah.
But a dick pic is like an un-narrative. You know, it's like, it kills the move. It kills the point. You know? Because, to me, again, like, I only know this through girls that I know, their phones are overflowing with these things after like a week of being on this Tinder or whatever it is, you know.
It's at the point now where a lady goes into a cell phone store and says, well, what can this phone do? And the guy should say,
dick pic.
Every 5 minutes you will get a new penis on your phone.
But see, they don't even have to say that because that's already built in.
Yeah.
Like, it
you don't
be...
have to. What do I have to do to do that? Oh, nothing. It just happens. Can I stop it? No.
It should be 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes, you don't receive a dick pic. Yeah. Because they don't want them. They don't want them. It's funny. They really don't. Like, it's actually become like a kind of funny currency with women now, where it's like,
yeah.
So how it's many like, do you have on your phone right now? How many dick pics do you have? And but like the person who wins is the one who has fewer.
Right.
You know?
It's like golf.
Yeah, it's like an anti-score, yes. Lowest score wins. Because they're really the worst.
Yeah,
and like,
it's like email. You have no control over it. And it controls your life.
And it happens, like, every time. Like, they'll click the whatever, picture, whatever. Yeah. Like, pin him. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, 3 seconds later, he sends them a dick pic. Like, it's just insane.
Yeah.
You know?
And is this on Tinder? Is this just everything? Is this just, like, random text messages? This is everything.
I'm going to assume that it's on everything. I'm not on any of the gay ones, but I'm assuming it's probably worse. It's, like, 10 dick pics every 10 minutes.
Right.
That's probably a naive estimate.
Phenomenal.
27,000 dick pics every 10 minutes.
I've never actually sent a dick. It's probably because I've been, like, in a relationship for the last 8 years while this all developed and turned into a fucking national crisis.
Yeah, that's probably why.
That's probably it, because I've been out of the game, I guess. But, like, this did not happen 8 years ago.
It did not. Or if it did, it would have been noteworthy, you know? Now it's not even noteworthy. It's like, oh my god, I got a dick pic last night, so...
Yeah, why are you even telling
like,
me?
Why are you even telling me?
I assume you did.
I ate a cupcake.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same... It's on the same level of banality, like, you know, or mundanity.
Ugh. These poor youths, you know? How do they get any work done? Oh, they don't.
There's
they
no
don't
work
have,
to do.
They don't
like,
have
jobs. It doesn't
matter. That's right.
It doesn't matter. Whatever. Dick pic it up. I don't care.
I wonder if you could turn it into some kind of, like, Pokemon card thing. You can, like, trade them and, like, compete in tournaments.
Dick pic tournaments?
Dick pic tournaments, yeah.
Okay, let's lay this out.
Okay.
Round one! What?
So round one, it's
I'll lay down some ground rules.
It's 512 women in a... Like,
that's oddly specific, but okay.
Well,
it's the right number to reduce to one.
Yeah, okay. It's divisible by four, isn't it, for a tournament
it's
proper?
It's a factor of two.
Yeah, factor of two. So 512.
Okay, so yeah. There's four quarters.
It's four quarters. This is like March Madness.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And then I would assume what they would do is they would sit across from each other on a table, and they would have their phone, and they would lay it down and with their like best dick pic. And there would maybe be some judges, perhaps, to say which one was better or worse. There would be some kind of categorization system.
I think that the dick pics would have to perform in some sort of a challenge.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I also think you would only be able to use the dick pic once, because you'd have a collection of it, so you'd have to choose which dick to use.
Oh yeah, it would have to be, yes. And yeah. I think, like, glossiest pubes.
Yeah. I wonder if it would,
you
it,
know,
it would operate.
The category comes up, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Length.
Yeah. Length. Flash.
Bareness.
Yeah.
Bareness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Curvature.
Sure.
But it wouldn't be just about the penis. It would also be about, like, the photography.
The aspect ratio
yes,
of
the lower third. The
dick
pic. Yeah. Was it in a mirror? Did they do it with the front camera or the back camera?
You could see the boom hanging from
the Oh, but then getting into, like judging categories. This is ripe for, like, corruption.
Yeah.
Oh, it would so be... So it's like FIFA.
It would be like FIFA.
Yeah.
Sure. Like any other sport.
Skating.
Like any other
or
sport.
Or ice skating, yeah. That's not a bad idea.
No, that could work. Because I would assume...
The dick pic grand slam.
I would assume most women under the age of 25 who have a smartphone probably have 32 dick pics on their phone at any one time.
Yeah, like, I know of people that have blackmailed men because of this.
But what? How is that blackmail? Who cares? That doesn't do anything.
Well, they were specific men, but anyway, like, it's just such a dumb thing to do.
But would you get in trouble?
I guess it would depend
well,
on
Well, they weren't anonymous, is what I'm saying. Like, the person knew who they were.
Right, but even so, is that, like,
yeah,
unless
exactly
you're, like...
Did they have to...
Unless you're sending it to, like, a work colleague.
Well, they
colleague,
weren't doing this for, like,
illegal?
Political gain. Like, I'm just saying, like...
Well, just, like, learning what leverage that actually was. It's like, I will expose your penis.
And
they got...
Kind
it?
Of, because sometimes, like... Some of these dick pics are pretty, like, ratchet,
but
okay?
But they already are exposing their
oh,
penis.
Oh,
so
is
so
that
I mean,
the thing?
The
to one person.
It doesn't
oh,
matter.
I don't believe that if you're actually, like, sharing your dick with people, that that's the only person who's seen that photo. Or that
no.
you would care if other people saw it.
Oh, I think that
well,
people
they might.
Would care.
They
really?
Might care.
I think people are pretty naive about this.
But they would
I think
have to
that
be,
people are
would have
morons.
To be naive to share it with anybody. It's like, what if the person lost the phone? Like, it could even fall into somebody else's hands without that person's willing.
I once sent one to the wrong number as a joke.
Right, so it could happen to you. It happened to you.
It did happen to me.
Yeah.
And then I had, like, this personal crisis of being like, oh my god, what if this phone belongs to, like, an 11-year-old girl or something?
Well, see, that's the danger. You send it to somebody, like, a minor or a cop or, like,
I know, and I only sent
really
it as a joke because
to.
We had had the conversation, and
yeah.
I was like, haha, did you get my dick pic? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, and you're like, well, I hope it was a drop text, but no, that thing said sent.
Oh, well. It's
oh, yeah,
there.
I went through it.
Yeah.
You know.
I've received dick pics.
So then for like 20 minutes, I was upset.
I've received anonymous dick pics.
You've received anonymous dick pics?
Yeah. From phone numbers.
Just randoms?
Yeah, it's just like a phone number I don't recognize. I reminded myself to bring this up
like
during this conversation.
Like 416 Willie or something?
It was not a 416. It was not like a local number.
Okay.
And I've received them on WhatsApp. Like, you know how you get spam on WhatsApp sometimes?
I never get dick pics on WhatsApp. And BlackBerry security.
Well, I mean, it's just a new spam. But like, yeah, it's...
Interesting.
Yeah. It hasn't happened in a long time, like a couple of years ago.
You had WhatsApp a couple of years ago?
No. The WhatsApp one was a few months ago. But, like, the random text ones. I haven't gotten a random text even from, like, a spammer in a while. But yeah, is it
well,
weird?
I mean, I guess they have to come up with new and inventive ways, because, like, the vaginas in your email was just, like, de rigueur. I mean, you would open it and be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, it...
so boring.
You know? It was just, like, locking up when you leave the house. It was just a part of your day.
Oh, have you ever heard that Garfunkel and Oates song about going down on a girl as, like, an experiment?
I don't think so, no.
I will pipe that in during, like, around here.
Okay.
Yeah. We got anything else on this?
I don't know. We can keep going. What time are we at?
We're at 35.
No, it's fine.
All right.